Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Dornanu is our guest from Infocon.ro, joining us from Romania, got back home last few hours. He was taken to the police station, arrested twice, and the second time, very angry. They'd seen his YouTube videos that we posted that were actually carried by Google News as news and even posted on their front page. That's what automated computers can do. They can censor us with one hand and then elevate us with the other. It is amazing what the alternative media can do, thanks to Paul Dornanu's courage and many others. Okay, Paul, so you're saying this police officer, officer of officers, were you saying he was a captain or a sergeant, threatened you over the fact that you'd put him on YouTube? Please continue.
He was very angry that I put those videos on YouTube, especially the ones on which you can see the faces of the...
Well, let's make them more angry. Let's make them more angry. Do you have his name?
No, I don't have his name, but I have a picture of him. From the day earlier when the protest went.
Well, send us who this thug is. We want to put that in the article. So he threatened you. What did he say when he threatened you?
Well, he kept asking me why I put this on the internet, why I have recorded that video inside the police station, and I denied all the time that I recorded that video. I just said that I only uploaded it to the YouTube. I got it from somebody else. I kept denying all the time.
Good.
And they said, well, we have to take you into the jail and send you to a court where a judge will decide what we're going to do with you. And after that, they started to do a body search on us. They had to remove our shoes, got everything, whatever we had on us, taken away, and I feel that they were looking for something else, like maybe, you know, knife or drugs, something to get us, to stage us. Probably that's what they really looking for. And after that, they put the batteries back into our cameras and the tapes, and they had us show them what we filmed, what we, what pictures we have taken of, and had me delete all the pictures from my camera, and which I was actually tonight recovered with a special software, but recovered all the pictures because I have 200 pictures from last day that were lost, and I had a tape with more than half an hour recorded on it.
How are you going to recover it? You've got some special software, or had you saved it at the hotel? I know you said...
After to cover my erased format cards, I haven't wrote anything on it, so it can be done. I'll try that tonight. But more important is that they had me also destroy the tape I had in my video camera. I had more than 40 minutes recording on that tape, and they didn't want them to do it. They wanted me to do it by myself with my hands and then starting instead fresh. So that left for about 4 hours. Other two guys, two policemen, higher in rank, I think, came to us and asked a question about us, why we're taking pictures to the policeman, why we're taking pictures to the car plate. That's what they started to say because they were looking at the pictures and saying, look, you took pictures with the car plate. Why do you do that?
Yeah, implying you're a criminal so they morally can feel good about themselves when really they're there protecting criminals. Your alternative media, they're documenting world leaders, the bankers that have robbed us blind. Paul Dornanu, joining us from Romania, who just covered Bilderberg 2009. Stay there. A few more minutes with you, then I'm going to shift gears. Stay with us.
Ionixzone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionixzone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionixzone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionixzone has to offer. Ionixzone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to Ionixzone.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, very important report coming up. In just a few minutes, I'm going to detail the just off-the-chart attacks on liberty and freedom that are going on. Bills introduced to ban free speech. Bills introduced to ban guns at will, to ban gun owners. But how this ties into a bigger picture of control. These tracking and tracing lists for travel, for buying, for selling, for having jobs, that's coming up. But right now, let's go back to Paul Dornanew of Infocon.ro. He's a citizen activist, citizen news gatherer, took action. A lot of his footage is in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He went to Bilderberg 2007, and 2008 was in Chantilly, Virginia. We were bullhorning them from less than 50 yards away, their main conference hall, because most of the conference hall, the facility was 100, 200, 300 yards away from the road. But the one area where the conference room backed up on a side road, public sidewalk, you were like 35 yards away. And Richard N. Haas came out and was angry, the head of the CFR. I mean, the security was just breathing heavy. They had Secret Service just literally just going, looking at us with hatred, because they told them, don't arrest these people because it'll end up being, you know, news coverage. Because it was a total blackout in the U.S. Well, they've changed the rules 2009. Now, they did have me arrested when I went to Canada. They pulled me off and said, what are you coming to do at the conference? Are you planning violence? And I said, no, I'm a nonviolent guy. Everybody knows that. I'm here to cover the world elite. And they said, oh, no, you're not. You're trying to bring porn into Canada. And I said, excuse me? They said, yep, we find one thing on your computer, a pinup girl. You're going to prison. And they would smile and laugh and strut around in black uniforms. They were like these black vest, armored vest over gray, and they would get off on it. I was like, you're actually getting off on this, aren't you? You're actually feeding right now. And they would get so mad. I would go, man, it must be a pathetic job to be you. I kind of enjoyed it for a while. And they were so angry. I mean, they were so angry because they told us no cell phone calls, and they took our cell phones and stuff. But Slick Eyes, and no, it was Aaron Dykes, had his little bitty cell phone. He little bitty gray cell phone. We actually lost it at Bilderberg 2009. I forgot about that. But that was a year later, or 2 years later. He had that little bitty phone, and I dialed it, got Jim Tucker. I said, call the media. We've already been held for like 6-7 hours. And then the media shows up hours later, and the one little thug walks in, the commander, and he goes, come back here, please. Starts yelling at me, going, you know, and then it turns real nice. You know, I have a family. I have a daughter. And he's got a French accent. He's like, I don't want to lose my job. We have a deal that you're going to be nice about this, aren't you? And I said, well, I'm going to talk about what happened, but, you know, I just want to get out of here. And I said, and he goes, you promise not to talk to the press about this? Which was immoral what he was doing, because I just lied. I mean, in an emergency situation, when I'm with feds in a foreign country telling me that I don't have a free speech and I promise to shut up, I'm, oh, yes. Oh, I promise I'm not going to talk about this. As soon as I was out of Canada, I did, though. I mean, because this is warfare, folks. You know, when you're behind bars and they're asking you to promise to waive your rights, but I knew he was going to release me anyways. I mean, I didn't want him to taser me to death or do the other stuff that Canadian Customs is well known for murdering people in full view of cameras. I'm not kidding. So I told him, oh, yes, I promise. One of the few times I lie. I'm pretty much trained to never lie. But I guess in the Bible, you know, when they had the spies going into the city. Was that with Gideon? What story was that? And they had the, you know, ladies in the, it was actually the prostitutes, and they reported, you know, that, you know, they lied. I mean, I guess if I was like a Nazi Germany and they came and they said, are you Jewish? And I was Jewish. Then I would say, no, I'm not Jewish. And I guess I'd go to hell for that. But whatever. Let's go back to Paul Dornanou. Paul, you are on the air, sir. Anything else you want to add about how this went? So they're threatening you. They said, we're going to bring you before a judge. What happened after that? What about being followed, secret police? What did you witness on that front? What happened to the Irish guy that got arrested? Anything else you haven't covered?
Well, there are lots of things to be said still. Like, for example, there were other police officers hiring ranks who came to us and interrogated us, asking questions. One of them was asking me directly if I'm stupid, and if he's stupid, he looks like a stupid. And kept asking me if it's legal in my country, take pictures of cops. And I said, yes, it's legal to take pictures of cops in my country, in Romania, even with hidden cameras, because that's why they were so upset. So in the end, another security guy came again. He asked us questions again.
Well, let me just add here and interrupt you. This is important, and continue with the more senior guys coming, Dornanou, that they've got cameras surveilling us. They watch us. They listen to us without warrants illegally. And then they're out guarding criminals at the side of a beach resort, and you're not supposed to show them. And the cops do that here, too. They say, don't tape me. You're not God. You're not above the law. And don't you police understand it's the Bill of Rights and Constitution protecting your wealth, your name, your family's future. Don't you guys get off your little thumb-sucking, feeling sorry for yourself power trips. So now, more high-level guys come. What happens next?
Okay, so basically, we were after 4 hours, we were released by a guy dressed as a civilian. But I think it was security guy, something like that, security staff or something like that. And when we left, we noticed that much of the police went away, so we realized the party was over. Most of the billboards have left already. So they detained us not to be able to take pictures of the cars leaving.
And I think the most important thing you've talked about here is that your free speech was violated. European Union laws were violated, but we know they're written to do that. And they were doing this under orders of Bilderberg Security, which you witnessed. And there was also Navy and Marines there, according to the mainstream news. Navy and Marines and reportedly Army. So this is a big deal, and we appreciate your courage.
I managed to take a lot of pictures with put them on a website where I gave you the link with security on the team, Navy ships, special forces, and others with the big guns on the sea. There's very good footage I took from the boat we went on Saturday.
Paul Dornanev, anything else you'd like to add from Romania?
Well, I don't know. I'll try to gather my thoughts because I'm very tired. I only slept half an hour since yesterday morning, and I still have plans to do, like another TV talk show to attend to. And because the media here has covered covering this incidents with me and the Bilderberg conference pretty heavy last few days.
Well, see, you're doing your job, and you got inspired by other info warriors years ago to go out and take action, and now that's waking more people up, and then people will become inspired by you and your nation to keep Romania free from tyranny, and certainly Romanians have seen tyranny. That's why you have a lot of liberties there now, because people fought for them, and all liberty is fought for, and you got to fight to keep it. And so you are just doing a better and better job and growing, Paul Dornanev. And we just really appreciate all the great work you do, and we appreciate our relationship with you. So God bless you, and we are very thankful for your courage.
Thank you, too, Alex, and hope to hear you soon.
All right, sir, take care. What an amazing story. And we've got Paul Dornanev created a YouTube channel, and he's got some of the photos that he took, looks like by the hundreds. He's created a slideshow that we're showing people right now on screen. Just a great guy. And, yeah, it's now all over the Portuguese, Spanish, Romanian, Russian, Dutch news, Greek news, big papers in the UK. I've seen four big papers report on it. Nothing in the U.S. but the Wall Street Journal and the AP. And the Wall Street Journal makes a big joke. Oh, big deal. So-called secret meeting, not so secret. Some leaders are meeting, no big deal. Well, it's no big deal. Why did U.S. media say none of this existed for decades? Why did they say you were a crazy kook if you talked about it? Why are you arrested if you try to cover it? Why has Bilderberg Group's own minutes been released over the years where they are literally setting world policy with world leaders and telling them what to do? This is big news. This is important. And we are sick and tired of it. And we're tired of being harassed and death threatened and everything else that we go through to bring people this information. So notice they act like it doesn't exist. And then when we do expose it, they go, okay, big deal. Don't look at that. Nobody cares. Let's just move along. Oh, big deal. You showed some. In fact, that's what the he's on the Trilateral Commission, that CNN reporter, the head of CNN International, is running around. He got questioned by We Are Change about it. He said, oh, big deal, just some old men meeting. It's nothing. Nobody cares. And the Trilateral Commission runs nothing either. Meanwhile, he's one of their board members. So they deny it exists, and then when you finally point it out, they go, oh, it's nothing. And you go, oh, well, here's your own documents that you're engaged in crime. Huh? What? Police arrest him. Ah. You know, folks, these are the people that stole $14.8 trillion, more than $10 trillion from Europe and England. So total, that's 24-plus trillion in 7 months, and they're just getting started and announcing, and they're grabbing our car companies and handing them over to foreign interests and saying GM will now be foreign cars brought into the U.S., and Chrysler's just going to go completely away. And then tax money, the bailouts that were given to them, 50-something billion, that'll be used to relocate to Italy at Fiat and relocate GM to Brazil and China. Hey, cops, serving all of this, what are you going to do when you lose your job? Well, you're not. You're going to live like third world cops and then be even more corrupt, taking kickbacks to live. We're going to be a third world cesspit. Good job, government. You sold out.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, We are live here. Thank you so much for joining us today. Got a big guest, one of the big Mac daddies of operating systems and cybersecurity, the history and future of the Internet, is joining us. You want to stay with us for that. I will take some of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 coming up as soon as I'm done playing these videos and going over this information. I think before I cover all the latest news and how it ties into this, it's better to just show you the video. Here is one of many videos out there of the Obama Brigade. You know, we showed people during the Obama's campaign, people in camo chanting for Obama. And then we showed Obama saying he wants a military domestic security force, and the fact that Republicans wanted it as well. It's bipartisan. But that he could get the popular support to actually energize it. And now they're announcing and they're training already Boy Scouts to, quote, take on veterans and gun owners. That's in the New York Times. And the Homeland Security documents say the number one threat to Homeland Security is veterans and gun owners. So the whole system set up for them. And in the article written by Kurt Nemo, he links directly to City Year and other subdivisions of AmeriCorps and SecureCorps, where they state they're under Homeland Security to carry out Homeland Security duties, including intelligence gathering. So what you're about to see are spies doing paramilitary training. And they then mix in Martin Luther King and Gandhi with it. Martin Luther King and Gandhi were fighting secret police and spies and fascism. But it puts a nice liberal, you know, drum circle angle on it. But the uniforms are decidedly fascist, red with black trim, with brown khakis. This is, I mean, if I was making a science fiction movie about a dystopic nightmare future with thug, you know, citizen corps enforcers, this would be it. And it's called the Corps. So this is part of AmeriCorps, and it says on their site, join the Corps. And their main system, and now at first they have PR functions of helping old ladies and school kids, but the main function is what Rahm Emanuel said, military training 3 months every summer for the youth, junior high, high school, and out of school, paramilitary training with weapons. But don't believe me, just watch that screen. Here it is.
We are not
I am changed. I've been around since the beginning of time.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks.
I have a dream.
But I've always had the same goals. To make this world a better place.
Let's hit pause.
For those who need it.
They brought down the Berlin Wall. No. Behind the Berlin Wall was citizen corps in tattletale uniforms spying on the citizens. So they wrap tyranny and spies and federally controlled local communities and federalization of police and the Boy Scouts training for gun confiscation. I mean, in SecureCorps, that division, I've got the Philadelphia News 7 years ago under Bush training the high schoolers and middle schoolers for warrant service and fugitive apprehension, quote, with M16s. So, no. You'd be the people shooting the folks trying to get out of East Germany. Go back to the video.
To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back.
Stop right there. Our government and the Democratic Party's introduced bills that restrict free speech, that continue the free speech zones, that continue the Cyberbullying Act, H.R. 1966, that openly says if you hurt someone's feelings and they sign an affidavit, they will federally charge you under a felony. This, I mean, forget hate crimes laws where they punish some things more if they claim it was a protected group. This is saying that if you do something on the Internet that somebody says hurt their feelings, federally charged. But then you show Tiananmen Square where people didn't have free speech. That was about free speech at Tiananmen Square. You show that when that's what you are. You camouflage yourselves in the color of liberty, in the flag of liberty, but then you, at the end, you say, this is my uniform, this is what I wear. You guys are sick. So this is meant to suck in people who are just ignorant. I mean, my God, this is tyranny wrapping itself in liberty. And we will defeat you. We'll be right back with more of this disgusting video. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you're tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
All right, let's go ahead and finish up with this. Cancer. America has cancer. It's metastasized. It's spread everywhere. The media is telling you the cancer is actually healthy. The public's pointing out all these tumors and things popping out, and the country's having trouble breathing, and they're saying, oh, no, that's healthy. The rest of the body's what's bad. These tumors are the future. It's good to have folks running around in tattletale squads. And when you read about this Secure Corps and one of its subgroups set up by Clinton, now expanding City Year, and David Gergen involved in the rest of them, it's bipartisan, you find out that it is Homeland Security roles. So I'm going to cover all that and dovetail it into the new world and what life under it will be like in a moment. But let's finish up with that video. Here it is.
And to show that positive can always overpower negative. I am change. And this is what I wear.
Now that is designed for the most mindless fluoride head kid. totally dumbed down. I am changed, very simple, very stupid, and this is what I wear, because kids are all about what they wear. And look, I know how to zip a zipper. You know, I'm 14, and normally a four-year-old could do this, but the fluorides got me to the point where, and the mercury shots, and the GMO food where I can zip a zipper. Zip, and I was like, ooh. And, you know, it's real popular with a drum circle and kind of what's, you know, cool, you know, inner-city kind of dance. But once they recruit you, you find out it is about tattling and spying and going out and demonstrating. It's like Acorn on steroids. And they're serving out billions of bucks to these groups, both governmental and non-governmental. They're running TV ads with government money for SecureCorps, for AmeriCorps, but for also completely private groups, the Democratic Party, like USAService.org. And then you're under their control, but it has the U.S. government seal on it. And it's literally, they're out doing gun buyback programs to condition everybody to turn their guns in and to see the news images of that. They're busy, pushing so many facets of this. And then I covered last week the story out of the New York Times. And perhaps we can pull this article up for folks if we have time. Government readies youth corps to take on vets. Now, that's what the first paragraph of the New York Times said, that they're training them with these dummy MP5 BB guns and the rest of it with Homeland Security all over the nation. But that's only one program. Then they have other programs in 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade right on up where the public schools and SecureCorps do warrant service, fugitive apprehension. So, see, it's not good for kids to have guns and paintball and play or do laser tag or whatever. The media says that's evil and bad. But if you do it under the government, it's okay. That's a sanctioned kosher place to do this. So the kids run out and want to be part of this, and it's under state control. And Hitler took the Boy Scouts that Germany had and militarized it and turned it into the Hitler Jugend and said, you're going to spy, you're going to tattle. And we have public schools all over the nation, you know, writing dossiers on your parents, what's in the medicine cabinet. They have law enforcement semesters starting in the 6th grade, and then they have them again in the 8th and 9th grade where the kids have a federal deputized local county sheriff or police officer in the class teaching them. And now the economy is converting over where most of the new scholarships and grants aren't for electrical engineering or arts or botany or biology. It is now all about law enforcement. ITT technical is an ITT technical. It's now ITT law enforcement or security guards. This is the new economy. They're converting it over because the big banks own all these private companies that supply the police and the military. And Lockheed Martin puts in the face scanning cameras and the license plate reading cameras, and Lockheed Martin and others put in the license plate readers and the red light cameras. All of this they're making huge profits off of. They're converting our economy. Brain scanners at the airports, biometric scanners that scan your naked body, big defense contractors. If you read all over the country, putting cameras in school bathrooms, cameras in the school lunchrooms, cameras in the classrooms, free federal computers where the kids do their English class stuff on a federal computer and a laptop they take home, but they admit that that's downloaded by the feds to, quote, check for plagiarism. Because they run it against a database, but also a database of what your kids are. And during the law enforcement class, it's on a computer. That goes to the feds. So now it's actual dossiers being written about your family. They admit this in the actual grants to the schools, but to the parents, they're told, oh, your child's being taught how to be a police officer, and, you know, isn't this great? They're going to be like Jack Bauer. And then notice almost all the toys, whole aisles at Target or Toys R Us are about kids spies. Get this, be a spy. Get that, be a spy. You watch the kids' shows on TV, it's all about being spies and spy kids. Massive total conditioning everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, as they convert us to this. And then the New York Times reports, oh, isn't it great? The little girls tell their mom not to take a bath. They tell their mom not to eat as much food. She's overweight. Her carbon footprint's too big. And then parents email me and call me and go, yeah, my kid came home and said, turn the sink off. You're using too much water and our light bulbs are wrong. Sounds a reasonable reason to have them be little spies of the states to these environmental parents. But then it can quickly be converted over into, what does mommy drink? What does mommy smoke? What does mommy say? What does mommy do? And now that's happening. So when you see this, these guys are being trained to take on vets, trained to take on gun owners, trained to take on the American people. And in Kurt Nemo's article, excellent article, AmeriCorps' paramilitary propaganda ad, in this story, he details with links to the Homeland Defense Pentagon link where they admit this is their main function is homeland surveillance and intelligence. Well, what did Obama say in that speech. In fact, pull that up. It's in the Obama deception. That's why the film's so important. But I just want to go over all this right now. If you go to it, he says we needed a civilian intelligence agency just as big and strong as the military. Well, that's a million strong. And then I got corrected a few weeks ago in the L.A. Times. The congresswoman said, no, we want 7 million. See, people think I exaggerate. I said 1 million because he said that. 7 million. And Kurt details in this article, AmeriCorps' paramilitary propaganda ad, also the Daily Newscaster detailed it, how this is to work with police departments, public safety grants, the war against terrorism on the home front, and they give them the training manuals that say conservatives, gun owners, people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, they need eyes and ears to do it. Yeah, let's go ahead and play Obama, what he's saying they will be used for. As they do military drills on TV. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
Okay, that's enough. Now, let me go ahead and get into the other things that are happening. The text of H.R. 1966. The Cyberbullying Act, racing through the House, openly states, word for word, that if you hurt someone's feelings, they sign an affidavit, federal felony, 5 years in prison, massive fines. You can go read it for yourself. Okay, then they have other bills introduced. This just came out this Sunday, broken Infowars.com. We have a link to the No Fly, No Buy Act, H.R. 2401, where they state openly to everyone that no judge, no jury, no arrest, no wire on the list, just you're not allowed to buy guns and SWAT teams are coming to take them. Ladies and gentlemen, my dad's been on a no-fly list. And they say, no way to get off. You can write a letter here and to some secret agency, we feel like it, you might get off of it. Because, you know, his name's very common. Airport secures bars all or does it? And he's brought an article about the body scanners. I've got other crazy articles about patents for exploding cyanide chips I didn't get to last week, where they want to put exploding cyanide chips in you. If you're not good, they hit a radio frequency and it kills you. This is what governments are pushing. By the way, that's AP. And they're just like, oh, what's wrong with your cyanide chip? You're not with Al-Qaeda. I mean, my God, you know, there was that famous case in 2012 when the Al-Qaeda tried to hit this or that, and because they had exploding cyanide chips, it saved the children. You're not for killing children, are you? Then take your... This is the... Remember Homeland Security saying they want us to all wear taser bracelets when we get on planes? In fact, pull that up for folks. And then Homeland Security came out and said, yes, we're looking at making you wear taser bracelets right out of the running, man. Next, it's an exploding necklace around your neck. I mean, folks, it's so over the top, the public doesn't... They've introduced bills. Look at this one. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. I'm going to cover that next. But first, Aaron Dykes did more research this weekend. You want to do a blurb about this. He tends to do the research and so busy he never gets the articles. David Gergen, it's bipartisan, big Republicans, Trilateral Commission is involved with this city year division of Secure Corps. They hand out private grants so the fat cats make the money, but it's under federal control. This is the new fascistic model they call socialism. They mix in their recruitment videos with Mahatma Gandhi, who would fight against that, not squads of tattletales in government uniforms. And so you're here to give us the inside scoop on this one division. They've got at least 10 divisions of these people. They're going to have the elderly, you know, the senior corps, the Envire Corps, the Green Corps, the Security Corps. That's what this is. It just goes on and on. The Infrastructure Corps, that's InfraGuard with the 56,000 executives with license to kill their employees during emergencies, 007 power. I mean, preachers, clergy response team corps. And it's all bipartisan. So, Aaron Dykes, let us break down the research you've done just on this one division.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. I think you probably remember around the time Obama deception was coming out, a lot of people were like, oh, is there really going to be some civilian national force service? And then
it was all announced by the White House and all announced by the last two White Houses, and then people still live in denial.
Yeah, people tried to deny it, and then Rahm Emanuel has a book on it. He's on TV.
He gave like 20 speeches, C-SPAN, everywhere.
Yeah, it turns out Brzezinski wrote about it in his book. And now David Gergen, back in 2007, helped launch America Forward, which is a collective of all these organizations, including City Year and also teachers. There's literally some 60-plus organizations, and he's just launched all of them.
And by the way, if you nexus it in, last week 50-plus top academics and NGOs came out and called for world government. It's all the same groups. And they all get government money to come in and take over your cities and counties. We had that British guy on about a month ago about the group over there doing the same thing. This is how they're taking over. And then they tell all the other churches, join us, we'll give you federal money to put out our propaganda. But if you don't join us, we're going to come and arrest you for tax evasion. I mean, this is tyranny, man. This is happening.
Yeah, and, you know, who would figure the presidential advisor to, what, four or five presidents in a row? Is behind, you know, he's on the board for City Year and all these other organizations. Here's the list of all the organizations he started. It's literally, this is the longer list, this is the shorter list. Colin Powell started one of these organizations.
This is how they're going to rule. Every city, every county has its government-funded, federally, internationally funded NGO. They only have standing at the UN or Congress. And they've got unlimited capital. They're moving against us.
And you're right.
Listen, you can go to an event and protest the North American Union or the SPP taking over the highways, which they claim we've beat, but they're still going ahead with it. And these people will walk up to you and start bumping you and start getting in your face and laughing. That, imagine being scum for just a $20 an hour, $15 an hour, who goes out and goes and tries to destroy freedom.
That's terrible. And
that's the other sick part. They call it National Compulsory Service. They're going to make school kids and graduates do this, but they say, oh, it's not slavery because we pay you. Well, they pay you when they draft you in the Army.
Yeah, that's actually what Gergen says. He said that's also paid volunteerism. What's wrong with paid volunteerism?
It's not volunteer. They've had acts called the National Compulsory Service Act. Volunteerism isn't compulsory.
Yeah. And it's true, it's under Homeland Security. AmeriCorps and all of them are under Homeland Security under a branch. I think it's called Center for National Service or something like that.
And they state their main job is tattling. These people are absolute cancer to America. And I don't just say that. This is literal, literal filth. They don't put up with this in Eastern Europe anymore. Those people ran them out. They don't put up with this in China. The people don't like it. They don't put up with this anywhere, folks. This is the dirtiest, filthiest crap there is, Aaron. Can you believe this is happening in America?
It's hard to believe. I didn't know about all this stuff at first. And then, you know, there's stuff like the Department of Defense, 1404. As soon as Obama started, they do have national security forces over in foreign countries holding weapons.
And it says they will operate here domestically under NORTHCOM, and it says it'll be a multi-100,000-man army. And then the Marines announced, look at this. This just came in Friday. I can't even cover all of this. Look at this. Look at this. This is a new, they're going to have their new domestic municipal forces that operate in and around the military bases and off the bases. And then they have regular Marines running checkpoints searching U.S. citizens. And then look at these cops. A national police force under the Marines to operate off base. Oh, hi, I'm the Marine, and these guys are trained, folks. That's why we just had a We Are Changer I know real well call here. His sister lives in Austin. They pulled him over. They were making the guy drive and do a sobriety check. They hadn't been drinking, by the way. And she starts calling her brother, Nate Evans. The cop walks over and says, get off your phone. She says, I'm allowed to be on the phone. Slams her face in, splits her whole head open. She's lucky they didn't gun her down in the back and then say she shouldn't have been out at night. Because, you know, I heard people on News Radio 590 callers the other day when the cops shot these two guys saying, good, if you're out at night, you deserve to die. This is the level of groveling to the police now where, yes, kill anyone out at night. Kill us. Kill us. You know, I mean, my God, man. Oh, you're just a cop basher. Yeah, you know, it's my God, folks.
Well, I think they're going to phase this stuff all in with 50 different heads. There's going to be a Kickstart, a Head Start, Teachers for Service, all these different organizations.
All drawing paychecks with our tax money.
While we all just sit
I mean, government is, look, Bush tripled the size of government. Obama, in the first 2 months, doubled the tripling. It's all over. They're like roaches. It's like if you turn your light on at night in the kitchen and there were 8 million roaches, just piles of them. And they're looking at you saying, you're bad, get out of our house. And I guess it's true. They are the roaches. They run everything. And that's the end of it.
It's terrible. Yeah, David Gergen's writing since 2006 about how to get government to fund more of these national service groups. He saw that Obama was coming and knew this thing was going to be rammed forward, I'm sure for a lot of other reasons.
And then meanwhile, they've introduced three bills where any designate of the federal government can put you on a list. You can't find out why you're on a list. No more Second Amendment, and they come and take your guns. You get hit by a SWAT team. Too bad if they kill you. The locals will get on the news and say, he deserved it. You know, I mean, and these guys all been in Iraq confiscating guns and kicking in doors all day. They show up here. You wonder how people fell to the Nazis and stuff and the communists? Because the people go along with orders, man. They rationalize that it's good, but it's going to get so bad that all of you are going to lose in the end and your family name's going to be destroyed. A lot of you cops and military are going to go to prison. Because we're going to beat you in the end. I just want, I probably won't be here after all this, Aaron, but when we finally take America back and take the world back, I do want to make sure we hunt all these people down and give them a proper trial with their juries. But everybody that commits treason, I really think they need the death penalty. I'm sorry. I really think that they need to at least be given life in prison. You know, all these prisons full of pot smokers, we'll fill it full of government bureaucrats and cops that broke the law. Now, you think you're invincible now. You think you've won. You think you've destroyed the country and you've had the victory. No, you haven't. Right here, bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. Now, I know a lot of cops are good. Do you stand with this? They got bills to ban free speech. It's happening. There's no more time to suck your thumb.
Here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call AcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into the attack on the Second Amendment, which is an absolute declaration of war. I mean, this is not just the end of the Second, it's the end of everything. They say, we secretly are going to take your guns, we're secretly going to put you on list. We're going to secretly not allow you to buy guns, and you can't ever find out why, and there's no judge, no jury, no indictment. And if you think the cops aren't going to follow orders and carry this out, you got another thing coming. Bush didn't triple the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives because he wanted to play games. And Obama is coming. I can't believe it's come to this. And they'll just pick us off one at a time, and there's these roid head cops that just love SWAT team and families. I just can't believe it. And you know, don't say the government isn't rogue, it isn't criminal. I've heard enough from you. If I don't see police out mass protesting against the government, you're bad. And I don't see you out doing it. And look, you can be mad at me now. Be mad at me now. Wish you'd have fought back later. Everything's being destroyed. All our liberties, all our freedoms. I want to finish up with that in a moment. Huge news. Most maximum level alert we've got. Need to get it out to everybody. I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best storable foods company out there, bar none. That's where I've gotten my storable foods. Lasts more than 10 years and climate controlled. 10 years in your garage or attic if it's, or in a shed if it's non-climate controlled. And these are in these triple enameled cans, high-quality dehydrated or freeze-dried food, just incredibly low prices, non-GMO, just great stuff, 800-409-5633. In these uncertain times, with all this craziness going on, being self-sufficient is the key. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. The swine flu virus breakout may get much more serious because it's a manufactured virus. I told you it was that day one. The media now admits it, and they're saying it's going to come back out in the fall. With the economy, with all of this, it's good to get prepared. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Also, MySolarBackup.com. A lot of stuff can happen during these crazy times. Power outages, hurricanes, tornadoes, you name it, government control. This is like having your own little power plant hidden in your house. 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. The Power Source 800 power plant and high-efficiency panel designed to provide endless electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant, as I said, hidden in your home. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com, MySolarBackup.com, or 1-877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Now, listen to me. They have three different bills introduced that we've covered here on air. Three different bills, H.R. 2159, denying firearms and explosives to dangerous terrorists. Says you're not convicted, you're on a MIAC or DHS report or any other reason, or one of our AmeriCorps people lists you as maybe an extremist. As White House Chief of Staff says, if we maybe think you might be a terrorist, if we maybe think you might be, no rights, you're not part of the American family, no Second Amendment for you. That's a quote. In fact, put my article, Kurt's article, up on screen. Well, there's the video you can watch of Rahm Emanuel saying that word for word. I've seen it so many times I now have it memorized. It's in the Obama deception. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. And it says, on May 13th, Democrat Representative Carolyn McCarthy introduced the No Fly, No Buy Act, H.R. 2401. This is a new bill. They got another bill where the Attorney General can ban any guns he wants at will. This is tyranny. You know, that Kim Jong-il in North Korea, he can do whatever he wants. He's a dictator. Well, it's the same thing with this. On May 13th, Democrat Carolyn McCarthy introduced the No Fly, No Buy Act, H.R. 2401, a bill that will merge the TSA's no-fly list with the National Instant Background Criminal Check system, which I always told you was a way of listing you as a terrorist. I told you years ago they were going to merge this with a no-flying. I'm going to come back in 70 seconds. I hope stations carry this 5 minutes. And then we'll break all this down in detail. And we got a big guest coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.